any moment from now.
Program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. My name is Abdullahi Gbla. Like all time inside the program, not forget to say we get plenty news, entertainment, and safe information ready for you inside this 1 hour. So if you're in at your office, in at your office, or you day na treat any outside you day this afternoon, you don't join we. I want to say welcome to this program, and you can be part of this program by way of you go send text message to the number 077-981-981 for comment on the issue them will discuss or self ask question on some of them. But for now, let me take this news brief.
Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. This is news brief with me, Princess Pias. The director of crime service at the Salon Police, Morilengo, say police don't catch 11 people where then they suspect they get question for answer by the late retired Lieutenant General S.O. Williams in that case. Different civil society organization them in Sarah open letter don't call on the National Electoral Commission NEC for announce the dates for the next general election. Then say this go make the one that we get interest from politics get them for prepare themselves for the process. The Public Relations Officer and the Immigration Department, Michael Pulum, say the over 10,000 different category of passports them, where the department sell it at 2016, make them get about 15 billion yuan revenue, we're going at the National Consolidated Fund. And Justice Babatunde Edwards, Dongi ruling at the High Court, say the SLPP National Executive for do the activity them na the Sierra Leone People's Party, so take a look inside the SLPP lower level election case done na the High Court. That's the news brief we come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, with me, Princess Pias.
Well, plenty thank you to you, Princess Pias, for that news brief. The fam will not forget to say this program na meet the show. And it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. If you just join me, not forget to say you can be part of this program by way of your send text message to the number 077-981-981. You get to live on 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl and also on Facebook live streaming on www.facebook.com/radiodemocracy. And me will bring come to the new edition of the program. My name na Abdullahi Gbla. But for now, let we just take this quick music. Let we relax and take this quick music as we they start the program anytime after this break.
Game of cards, make a mistake, shuffle the deck and start over. It should be the stuff driving in your car. You're lost in your navigation system, gets you closer. But there ain't no handbook, you're on your own. Got no instructions when it comes to love. Cause once you do something, can't be undone. Wish I could take back that in you go. If I knew that,
what I know now,
I wouldn't have said. Treat you the best, baby, if I do that.
to the time it was better. It should have a restart button so I could travel right back to the day that I met her. But there ain't no handbook, you're on your own. Got no instructions when it comes to love. Cause when you do something, oh, can't be undone. Oh, wish I could take back letting you go.
If I knew that,
but I know now,
I wouldn't have said,
I don't need you around.
Alone at this bed,
silence is so loud.
So I would treat you the best, baby, if I knew that. What I know now,
what I know now,
what I know now,
what I know now.
Well, I hope see you do enjoy that music day where we bring come to you inside this program here. And now Backstreet Boys do that music day, and now it title What I Know Now. We push the program go before, and we want for tell you so you can be part of this program by way how you go send text message. So the number 077-981-981. Don't forget to get to it on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl and on Facebook live streaming way na www.facebook.com/Radio Democracy. We dey push the program go before and take with first issue. This being time in Taiwan Waka, where retired Brigadier Julius Madabio been doing a Pujong, Kailan, and other side of the country, he been called on incumbent flag bearer aspirant of the Sierra Leone People's Party for come and make them sit down together for talk peace inside the party. This make Creative Democracy been talk to two of the flag bearer aspirant them, where they na the All Aspirant Alliance na the Sierra Leone People's Party, where na Alpha Timbo and John Oponjo Benjamin. We say they no go sit down na table with Julius Madabio because then say he been don't talk say na pass after convention he go make peace with anybody and self. Then call on Julius Madabio for make it up the violence way in support of them don't they do na different parts na the country and self for listen to the party in constitution. We own Elizabeth Ali Blango get more inside this report.
Andrew Kiley, one of the aspirants for the SLPP flag bearership and part of the alliance. It's surprising to me because we know always they talk about peace in the party, we call Madabio in the candy. As far as me concerned, all the peace initiatives, them from Bishop Humpa to Med K to different one, them people already support the candy, but in of INSEF, no, in the candy peace meeting. We sit down one day, we tell Bishop Humpa, say, if you not come again, we'll not go sit down and discuss peace. I'm surprised when I know they bring and come up. And I make, I think, say, to me, it's not too genuine. Because in nothing, say, it makes sense for talk peace until after the flag bearer election. And the fact that they do them after we get this couscous na the party about the elections there, yeah? And if just feel say na because it feels say it don't get the upper hand pan the illegitimate elections that we don't run, so now it one can't talk peace. So me not take and serious.
You know, be the big part of plenty meetings they won't be done the call for long as see how the bridge peace. Mm-hmm. But now it don't spell them out clearly say for long a dialogue. You know, feel say na the right thing you do na the right direction for push the party go before.
Oh, na good thing. And me go ready for sit down and talk peace with them. We all go ready for sit down and talk peace. But There must be preconditions. The thing that will happen will we not like recently. The illegitimate elections that we the hold. We then get parallel executives then we then elect na various positions and then they insisted them people and still they stay. If you not reverse that, then you want for make we build peace pant up illegitimate issues then it not gonna happen. If it agrees them could go back to their issues then they and go back to who side the problems then start more recently. Of course, I go left for Sidomutam. And a lot of we go ready for Sidomutam. Now the alliance, and I sure say I go speak on behalf of my colleagues them as well, because there have been instances where we actually they say member that be come make with Sidom and talk. But it always they give the impression to the public say the alliance against them. So you know they join with, you know they come sit down and talk. This is wrong. I mean, some of we, when Madabio win the flag bearer election the last time, we supported him. We move around this country with the campaign for him. Me believe, say, anybody will win the flag bearer election for support him. But it should be a legitimate election where they elect the person. Where you don't rogue, you say, more can sit down talk peace. Not a genuine peace, you go to talk. Everything about this party has been about flag bearership. We get a lot of other issues for sort out. With PPRC the last time, then make agreement on certain issues. Then when I grab now, when I renege on their agreements, them una move go conduct elections with parallel executives. Then after that, you make a tour around the country, like say in a victory you don't get, you make people then they declare for you all over the country. This is not done. When the elections they are done, there will be a time for genuine flag bearer elections. But because you don't want to get a level playing field, you want to get the upper hand, you move delegates around, you show picture there, like say you get support all over the country. To me, it don't make sense to me. That means say they try for sure, say you know the inevitable choice. Now the people then want me, I don't show una. Therefore, una can't sit down, can't talk peace with me. Me not the big man. Not the big man. More will sit down, talk legitimate peace. What we talk am, if you win flag bearer election, me go be the first man for go congratulate you. I support you. Just so that once we don't talk to her, they say, make nobody not saying any party office. And they agreed on that. And all man no say, then people in the way they go attract a lot of violence within the SLPP. And the same thing they happen on the other side. And then when they do them now, when they prevent other people sometimes from entering. Now one great person there for win. We all not go be leader. It might be ready for talk today to we. The colleagues are ready for talk to them.
Which you make up of these statements we might be make?
In the public show, does this the man who they on record for say, he's going to kind of party when he don't become flag bearer. And what he did do currently, that for ensure say, that is what will, should happen. Because he get talks, and most of the party offices, now they be all their violence. And until the public, the name and shame people like that, the utterances go be, we they look at the future of the party, we they look at the future of the country. But if SLPP collapse, this country they collapse. And they look at people where they do things, where they undermine the stability of the party, the peace of this party. If we own national officers, where they're supposed to serve the party, they don't lose track. They say they don't get flag bearer already. Now, in give them that authority for the go and talk, say, he go only talk peace after he don't become flag bearer. If we end peace there, then forget what is in their service. The security of going to parliament, you know, for they in the hands of Madabio, for they in the hands of their service to the constituents, the way they represent, and to their party. But most of them believe, say, if you don't be a mad of you, in hand of you, you don't go to parliament. How are we going to effectively challenge this APC party and winner? We don't get anything for proof. Pastor begin the belly and they run after people. We are looking at the general interest of the party. We all believe, say, there should be peace in this party. We all, they contest against each other. We condemn violence. We embrace peace and unity. They will say we forgo by the party constitution. We not for deep and rogue business. If at this point you tell you want to go into government by rogue, if you win government, you go better this country? Of course not. We party na in bring peace. Then don't actually establish proper democracy. Fear. This is really a big challenge, not to just to SLP.
Now that it try for call on the alliance for make una come together and make peace. You know, if you say this is a genuine thing.
If that man genuine, make it condemn the violence where in the perpetrate force. Let him pull in talks and at their party office there. So I let the party office be a proper office where nobody not did it for smoke jamba. Nobody not did it for cause mamikos. Is that how you want to run the party offices? Is that how you want to run this party? You don't need for worry again. Say, don't get all man or don't cancel any support. Let it go relax. When we hold a proper election and they conduct proper convention, then you go see, say, now more than they take for building most of it than a fake business and depart.
Okay, Mr. Benjamin, you and Madabio, people in the seance, when I get really serious bone for pick.
Me and Madabio not get bone for pick. It only owes me a lot of apologies by the day. I have swallowed a lot of insult on his behalf. I don't do a lot of things for her. If you know, if I say thank you to me, make it tough for set up a man there for the attack me. But the time will come with best form of defense that attack.
So meaning I'm not ready for you to make peace come out of the party?
No, the man is not ready yet. We're ready. You can condemn them violence where they happen and make corrective measures. We pull in talks at the party office. They can begin talk peace.
If you see you are for sit down with alliance, then me the first you are to see whether he has changed. You been see no dialogue. No, that is not necessary. Pass out a convention. Why the change? Why the change now? Number two, since he don't go round, he did bandit talk. They can we say, before I talk with him, pass I go round. Because we say, pass go round the talk. Yes, I go round. For guy don't go now, don't go see campaign and that thing, and they pass he say, go round. Who say, I go talk. Before that, yeah.
That is to say, you want to say this call with Marabio make on a nugget confidence panam for say, he wants peace. He wants for Lona all come together and make peace.
Uh-huh. We always staying for peace, eh? Peace and constitutionality. Let me say, peace not necessary. Peace will never come. It's not necessary. That's after convention. That was what he said. I ain't going to sit down with we.
Well, if you don't say so, now you not feel saying that for let on are able for come together, on are go before think better thing for push the party go before.
I don't feel so. So you get to say whether it's genuine, but which you talk down one. And things don't go round, first we go round. There is a scan now, be an answer. Maybe now we go around, now I make the issue for peace scan. So there is a go around, so then they go say that because you will be not say, you know, and peace will say, pam, peace now. We know and peace will talk, we pass after convention. We said that the end of the time that they can, we so we will reply.
The program Namidi Show, and it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And that interview there, na flag bearer aspirant them from the Ceylon People's Party, then we end up with the reporter Elizabeth Ali Blango, who said them with the talk say the Colway retired Julius Madabio make the call them for go sit on a round table for discuss peace. Now, one way they not take so seriously because of waiting matter bill being don't talk that now according to them. But the program they continue with the push and go before and bring you another issue. But not forget so you can be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. You can ask any question yourself. You can just comment on the issue them way with the discuss with the push the program go before. Justice Babatunde Edwards, don't give ruling now the High Court say the SLPP executive don't for the do the activity them na the Ceylon People's Party so say it look inside the lower level election case where them been carried to ram this BNTM. For more on this, let we join with court reporter Matthew Kwate.
The presiding judge for the SLPP case na the High Court, Justice Babatunde Edwards, don't talk na court say the SLPP executive for do the activity them na the Ceylon People's Party like for all them meeting them and other activity them na the party sote in look inside the SFP lower level election case done when the substantive matter where the complainant them for this case Alusain Bangura, Alex Kagbo and Victor Sheriff don't care go na the High Court against the SFP executive. Justice Edwards been talked this way, he been the gi in ruling pan the injunction issue where the lead counsel for the complainant them for this case Lawyer Sulaiman Banja Tijansi be make application na the High Court for say if for put injunction pan the SLPP executive for make them not go able for do them work na the party. He been give this ruling na the High Court Wednesday, January 18 this year, where the SLPP lower level election case been come up back na court. As all this they be, the lead counsel for the complainant them, lawyer Sulaiman Banja Tijansi, been talk na court say he and in team of lawyer them for this case they file one other document na the High Court Friday, January 20 this year for defend the client them pan this case. And the lead counsel for the SLPP executive, lawyer Umaru Napoleon Kuruma, self say himself within team go filing at the High Court, then self own document for challenge the case of the SLPP executive when are the defendants them pan this case. And the lead counsel for the complainant them, lawyer Banja Tijansi, and the lead counsel for the defendant them, lawyer Umaru Napoleon Kuruma, don't talk na court say, then go serve copy of them, document them to the team of lawyer them for the two group them will get this case na court before the next adjourned date of this case. For make them all go challenge them case na court for defend them client them na court. People go member say the complainant them for this case, Alusain Bangura, Alex Kagbo, and Victor Sheriff, when a senior member them, na the Ceylon People's Party, been carried the SLPP executive go na the High Court because then say the lower level election them where the SLPP executive been hold na 39 SLPP constituency them na the country inside 2016, been get some irregularity them. As then say, this election not being credible and free and fair. For sake of that, the plaintiff them, when are the complainant them for this case, we been carry this case go na the High Court against the SLPP executive been say, they want make the court cancel the lower level election then with the SLPP executive be hold inside 2016. And serve the one for make the party all other lower level election we go be free and fair. Justice Babatunde Edwards don't adjourn this case to Wednesday, January 25 this year, when at the time where the judge go begin for look inside this SLPP lower level election case. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Matthew Kwati, the report.
Plenty thank you to Matthew Kwati for that court report today. We dey push the program go before. Not forget to say this na me the show. And it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. And also we do Facebook live streaming on www.facebook.com/radiodemocracy.sl. My name na Abdullah Gbla. And this afternoon here na the studio, we get with we as guest Mohammed Hamed Nano, we na executive secretary for Sierra Leone Chamber for Agribusiness Development. We for short they can call him Slickard. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and good afternoon out there.
Okay. We same way so get na the studio. Sfano Jawa Sise, we na founder and chairman for Everybody Must Farm, EMF. We na an organization, and also Sfano na United Nations Special Representative in Food Security. Good afternoon and welcome to the program Meet the Show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Okay. Let I come to you, Ahmed Nano. You na executive secretary na the Sierra Leone Chamber for Agribusiness and Development, way for short na Slickard. Suppose we dey listen you presently, maybe not go know much but una work we wanna do or waiting una day for. You can first begin for tell we waiting Slickard dey bot.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, Slickard, basically, before that, we call them Sierra Leone Chamber of Agriculture, and still not the name. Okay. But we put Sierra Leone Chamber for Agribusiness Development. Now, the shift, the paradigm shift now, the focus of the country and the focus of the world. Okay. Say, I mean, people then misconstrue the word from agriculture to, I mean, agriculture more like for people where they do subsistence farming and then they mean for be poor. And for the industrialized world and world, I mean, then they use more of agribusiness because it's more like you focus on the agri-industrial value chain for add value. I mean, the supply you people in product and export. So basically, Nadande. But coming to your question proper, I mean, Slickard simply means, I mean, what is Slickard they do really? Slickard, established by the government development partners and then the private sector and farmers then for promote private investment in agriculture sector along the agricultural and agribusiness value chain. And what we mean by that, basically, you know, for far too long, Sierra Leone, on the day, we don't do agriculture. But I mean, we never the focus absolutely on value addition. For say, if we produce mango, at the end of the day, we get mango juice. We produce orange, we get orange juice. We produce banana, we get banana juice. We also deal with livestock, but nobody never think of we go into corned beef, into steaks, into even butter, cheese, where they come on, the product of livestock. Okay. We also get other issues like rice. You see the amount of rice we import now this country, where they come out by the where they come out from other countries. Then, for example, you look at Vietnam. I mean, you look at the Chinese rice and all these kind of things. Sierra Leone, we can do it.
Okay.
So we're looking at basically how can Sierra Leone rebrand itself for local industries then, for able for produce own rice, package them very well, and then make sure say Sierra Leone people they will get access to them. Excess of which will get export.
Okay.
So and all that the way they bring basically in the country, they make the economy strong, it improve on the GDP, it reduce poverty, it put pocket and money in the pocket of poor farmers.
Okay. So how far are they go on with this with a mandate? Because you say for some time now, people are not involved in agriculture, but now one way someone would describe as subsistence, we're not just for putting a belly. But this una organization or this una parastatal, now for make sure say that paradigm shifts they come and for CC, they not just work for putting a belly, but for develop and make sure say money in their pocket as well and for develop the country. How this una work? Don't they see light? Why don't they achieve that?
Well, I mean, we're almost there now. We've complete 4 years of existence since the annexed by Kouma government come in place. I think to say place priority on agriculture. And then look and fit says the private sector for day in the form of group. And let them support and make sure they promote private, complement the effort in promoting private investment in agriculture sector. So basically, within these 4 years, it's like being a kind of a startup and a planning phase. What I mean by startup and
four
planning.
4 years. Yeah. You know, startup like, and
like,
planning.
And planning. In like 4 years. Like where they do business.
Yeah.
You know, no business is the way you don't go within 1, 2, 3. And I like business. Because me, I'm a business development specialist, whatever. It takes normally 3, 4 years for you able for get your foot stamp on the ground better
okay.
and begin for able for stretch out. So no matter how strong you be, that's basically, I mean, the basic and principles where they underscore or underline any kind of successful businesses where they don't do over the world. So we don't do on that, and we don't do, and also which you agree with me, say, you know, something where people will not be used to. For example, even the farmers, the government, especially the ministry workers and so on, they're not used to that. Before now, everybody they implement. Now all man government they implement. And this time what would they look at government for the more engaging policy. And then also try for supervise rather than really being implementing partner and implementing agencies or
so that's unadi for as sector. As an entity for allow government for able for supervise the other entity the way they in agriculture for help the country
exactly because okay. For example, if you want forget milk nasalo not to government definitely get for go produce milk and can make available for sell to people them no
okay.
You get people them institutions they only not in the private sector
okay.
If we want juice nasalo the private sector institutions get for set up that industry there
okay.
For make them later on if we want corn beef okay. Or we want sausages you know. Look, I mean, so all entity in the private sector, not the government, honestly. So we the complement the government, but in
the so
complement
between the help the government for let the government able watch and see say then people are so able for do investor or people will get interest for develop the agricultural business. Let they able do in that good atmosphere.
Exactly. So okay. We the government also for able for work for provide enabling that a business enabling atmosphere. For the farmers, the agribusiness private sector players, the agribusiness marketers, and so on. I mean, basically, as you rightly said, why most, I mean, USA we don't dare and how far we don't go with our activities. We're trying for CSA. You define also now, before now, we've not been get agriculture bank them, or let me say, like banks then at the rural communities. This all not happen overnight just because it will happen. I mean, we're on the work with IFAD. Other institutions then, you know, for make sure say we lobby and push say if you want to make agriculture better in this country, we need to forget then community banks or FSAs or whatever. So if you're going all over the country, you see FSAs and community banks. Although there are still challenges in terms of liquidity, honestly speaking, the interest rate, the short term lending and so on. So I think to say the government would plead to them and especially the president for make sure say I mean low talk as one and make we try for make sure so we finance the institutions then
okay.
For let able for finance farmers. Okay. Other challenge for do with input.
Okay, well will they come to the challenges them and other things them we wanna do. Also the AGM we wanna they get tomorrow will they come there. But let's just go to Sfano Jawa Sise, we are founder and chairman for Everybody Must Farm EMF we in United Nations Special Representative in Food. Everybody Must Farm, Sfano, what's in this idea they bought?
I'm really happy that I guess my colleague here, we also they talk on agriculture. When you look at the issues in Sierra Leone, within me or the EMF watch closely at, now that they believe in talking. They believe in talking, and they believe in paper, and less believe in actions. You know, EMF in the self-reliability, and, you know, that that action-oriented mindedness in the people of Sierra Leone.
Okay.
Now that way they sell. We don't see how for say in the past years, let me say, since we formed this Fano Michael Jackson Children's Development Fund, our major focus was for CCA, the picking them happy when they go to school and then they live around, and then parents are also economically developed. So we can say, agriculture, not a way out, you know, not the engine of the development of every state, as far as we understand, because, you know, the areas the way they approach, if actually we address them appropriately, Sierra Leone will be a better place for we for live, so we can form the EMF. But through the encouragement of Dr. Joseph Samsese, former Minister of Agriculture, Forest and Food Security, and of course, former Chairman of FAO Committee on Agriculture.
Okay.
He embraced this idea, Then we encourage you for doing a video clip. We will be called Everybody Must Farm. It take this video to Rome,
okay,
and Italy. It get a talk with the committee, FAO Committee on Agriculture, and they can see and for say this young guy he get the ability to form, you know, an organization, or he get the ability for champion the campaign on the essence of practical agriculture. So in that particular time, I get the opportunity in 2015. Where they may pronounce me out there in the United States of America through New York Times for champion this cause, and you as UN Special Representative on Food Security. And not just as a musician, but I believe in development. So with very, very, very composed-minded people, we don't form the EMF now. And we not form the EMF for just Sidon at the city. We form the EMF for move with the people.
Okay.
Because we believe, say, with the people, we can able get the result.
Okay, with the people, we're not going to get the result. Most of the way, it comes to agriculture, business, and farming. How do they engage people more so in the rural areas? Then, because we totally understand now that plenty of people in the come out in the rural area, they can't talk for can do business, some they sell junks, some they do other things, them, they don't run away from the farm. Them. How una they chase them people there, or like better still engage them people there also and talk to them about this idea so that everybody for going to farm and farm.
When I that make as per with strategic planning paper, the first component na massive awareness raising actions for make sure so we engage the civic populace. And in the cause we the CSA for socially reintegrate then youths there na an essence. Because if you they talk about youths taking them back to their homelands, place where they don't ignore, place where they believe they're not for leave again, it's a challenge. It's a very big challenge. So EMF, they strategize now how actually this has to be done.
Okay, we're still strategize or we've been non-strategized because like you talk about now.
We strategize and we stick for it's a long time plan. You had your man for make some things stand on the ground.
So, you know, so
it takes some time.
Okay.
You understand me? And so we are looking at it, the plans A, B, C, how does it work? I just come back to the city on Saturday, and I hope for return back tomorrow by God's power.
From Musai? From
the provinces.
Okay.
I hope back for return. We are working very close, whole meetings with youth groups. We share ideas with them. Okay. The message, the information about groups funding farmers, you go give poor man money. You understand me, eh? Where you know, really work close with them for making know how to put that money. The next thing we think of now for bluff, especially we don't tell where they suffer. This has been the mistakes we EMF identify. Okay. Be it on the side of the government, be it on the side of the organizations, what we should do is come close to the people up country. Make we associate with them. Let's not think about being an authority. Let's not think about staying in the office. Let's think about classing ourselves as farmers, especially when we work in the interest of these farmers. So let us feel belong. You know, we share ideas and we see how we can create a self-reliable mentality in them, because if they are always hoping, when you bring this hope to them, if it not come to them on time, at the end of the day, what will happen is either them wasting it, they still complain, or at the end we are going into issues that we do not still understand. This is why we still don't have a result in eradicating poverty, and that now one of the challenges of the United Nations for eradicate poverty through massive agricultural practices.
Okay, you talk about working with groups, most when are young people them, for make sure they're involved in agriculture and see how best, you know, then we left the city them way, they not even they do better thing in the for lay, you know, then go to the village them, na the farms them, and work. This na initiative they all around the country or not just some part them na the country?
Now, all around the country. This is why EMF, they register at every district level. And when we register every district level, we get volunteers then. Now the volunteers, we call them youth. We call them. I think we get a name for them. Where would they try for really involve them for make themselves, you know, see themselves hopeful as job people engaged in job activities. You understand me? So it's like we are working at national level, especially in Sierra Leone. Let me register and work closely at every district level. We get offices at every district level. We even get demonstration farms. We're not just talking. We make sure, say, we get demonstration farm for talk. Say, okay, man, you, this group, we don't make sure, say, this group get a demonstration farm, but EMF itself has its own demonstration farm. We're not a very big cassava farm, I think 3 miles from Injala Town, walking Bostoff. So it's like we
yes, because then, I just want candy. Utina una real something we don't begin for achieve, because yes. Not to for just grab something as pen and paper.
Of course.
Wait till we don't begin achieve as everybody must farm as an idea. Or
we get
as
a very concept. Big yeah, we get a very big farm, cassava farm, and we intend for do more because we work with all groups. And I want to come to one point very seriously. In 2013, President Ernest Bai Koroma make a policy statement that was published on independent newspaper for say in 2016 and onwards, Sierra Leone for import rice. That statement was inspiring, and actually, it inspired the Sierra Leoneans for go into massive practical agriculture, not only learning it, through book. So, but we don't see, unfortunately, even up to this time, what has been done. It's a question we ask.
Okay. Will they come to what has been done or within authorities and concern they don't do for make sure say this idea yasu where you bring come or where you they work on a old water or even how you don't they engage them authorities and yasu or them they allegedly yasu that agricultural sector for make sure say this idea as we come with everybody must farm old water. The program where they listen to Fambula Meet the Show, and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl, and same also you get we live on Facebook streaming where na www.facebook.com/radiodemocracy. And I get my studio guest this afternoon where na Ahmed Nano, where na executive secretary at the Sierra Leone Chamber for Agribusiness Development, SLICAD. And I see we still get Sfano Jawa Sise, we na founder and chairman for Everybody Must Farm, we na an initiative we bring come as a United Nations special representative on in food security. Me we present the program. My name na Abdullah Bla. We they push the program go before and look inside another issue. Usai the APC regional youth leader in the eastern region of the country, when I saw Christian Mukoa, don't call on young people, the main opposition Sierra Leone People's Party, for embrace peace and not allow big people na the party for make them involved in fet business, as plenty people don't see this BNTM yasu. Sir Christian Mukoa talk this to me after if we don't do one work in the eastern region, and if we begin for talk first, but the work we do in the eastern region.
When I be plan for go na Kailan district, for go tell me people and thank you, because the area also come on na Kailan, I dey feel proud today. This na area where APC no be ever get a kind vote on a Mofindo section. Due to my leadership role as regional youth leader and also my connection with the president, and what thing I be done to tell him in 2012 election, tell him say when they put you in a power, the road from Kenema to Kailan, then go see Anta. And indeed, before 2012, they begin to see where the contract with the president approved, the road construction gone. So the sign away for internal Kailan, say the Diana, the district headquarters, that road there, you forget some company way very, very technical in road construction. Until the president almost reached that conclusion. Very soon, the president for go Kailan, for go usher that road. So the people of Kailan are telling, say, let them wait, especially in your areas they want to visit. I say the president in determination for make sure that road then do them. Even if it's not complete, they go coin do, but some amount of development then will begin here.
Let me come to the youth them now, corner all the confusion them where we don't happen among youth people them in the corner district. How it been turn like as youth leader for go and make sure say then youth they ask we then in a corner then come together and work for develop the party. Tell me how this experience been turn like inside 2016.
Well, I know we'll see basically my effort, na the effort of the regional chairperson, Madam Diana Konomani, and the Minister of Transport, Balogo Kroma, and other senior stakeholders there, like Ambassador John Basu, and other members there. We did very well, like the members of parliament, like Honorable Tom Toka there. They said they played a little bit. But I can tell you, as a responsible youth leader of the Eastern Region, I believe, my role where I take to Kono. It come out from the red basket of the president. It come out from the regional chairperson. They say, you now the leader and chairperson. If we they give this initiative, now for make sure say would they bear you for let you go for accomplishment. And indeed, When they give me that instruction, they not season, then they follow me. See, I go na corner, especially me and the regional chairperson, Madam Dana Kono, 100% be the BME. Because a one foresee in region get stability for the APC party come 2018 and beyond. But like I can say, one of the problems then where I believe say the youth them they complain lack of job opportunities. Like you know, see, you're more than mining sectors. So I be do me recommendation, I forward on to His Excellency the President, the regional chairperson, another stakeholder there. I'm sure another program now that they work on now. For towards last year when I go there for the 90 days peace process, and I'm sure the Nepal achiever, no matter how you see him, the effort we are take to corner with the blessing of the president and the regional chairperson, it all makes today where you gonna corner now. You see, the APC, the one word between APC members, there, it will grow.
Corner now be one place where, like, it never take 1 or 2 months. You go here, youth they don't fight, and you don't attack themselves, but like, it don't pass some months, then away, like, we know they here, youth them alala or youth palava again, corner. You go and say that because of your intervention or the party hierarchy, the intervention towards the youth, them confusion, they make this don't happen. Akono,
well, na the party hierarchy, then. Me na the liaison between the youth then and the party hierarchy. Then. Where they give me instruction, now for make sure say I go accomplish, and where I go there, I do unto the fullest satisfaction of the young mandate to then give me. So without the party hierarchy then support, then you know for see stability right now. Akono, I they talk to me brothers then at the SLPP side, the youth then, let us stay calm. Let them talk to the big ones. I believe, see, the party now one of the oldest party there. We in fact we take off within West Africa. But I believe, see, if they really want peace, they not for allow let the big one there misuse the opportunity. And I'm sure most of them they when are educated people there among the youth there. We then go for sit down. Let them try for brainwash them against violence. Let them brainwash them in terms of development.
You talk about the opposition SLPP and the youth them and the violence we don't happen amongst them. You are one of the youth leader them at the APC party. You don't make any effort like for contact leader and the SLPP youth wing like for make sure say una come together and find a way or a roadmap for CC una colleague youth them at the other party then able for stabilize and lead they as one.
In fact, like the one of the lawyers that owner Napoleon Kroma, na my own cousin, na Kaila. I even approach and tell him, say, when I try peace na SLPP, we APC now want. When we go into election, let una say, at that fun way, let una say, because we will not be there together, make a bituna. We want let una be formidable. So that when we be bituna, let the international community know, say, the APC na a genuine party, we believe in democracy. Because APC, we de go into election with SLPP. With other party then. But we may rival at the SLPP. And definitely, when we go into election 2018, one of the SLPP put the house in order because we sweep them back. You see? So, but before we sweep them, we want for CC, they get a unity. We don't want to let them say foul play. What do we need now? Now, for let them see reason, now the young party, say the stability of this country now can force. Let them take Salome force.
Christian Mukua, and it be the end of the interview day with me, usai a call on young people in the Sierra Leone People's Party for embrace peace and not allow big people in the party for use them for fate themselves. The program na meet the show and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. We they go inside with Facebook page and take comments. We come from Ami Sama. This one say, he say, I think Mother Bio feel say na ingets for be the flag bearer. Now that make a no be one for talk to other flag bearer them. But it afraid for realize say na in support of them they cause all the problem na SLPP. He really need for get off cloud 9 and be humble. And the text message continue say, you know, be president it, he don't behave so. If he be president now, not wala, well, this they come from Amish Sama and in Texas, where they send this from Durham, na North Carolina. This other one here, so they say, they are all a lost cause. period. It come from Mohamed Conte. Not forget the program Namide Show. It come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We they push the program go before, but before that, they will just go now we Well Body Corner and bring you Well Body Talk for today.
This now Well Body Corner, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Inside the Well Body Corner today, we go talk about how stress can bug in your well body one. Stress, nothing way bad. Because when you stress, it will make you not able to perform your task them well. And that's going to bug in you physically and emotionally. Well, that's not good for your well body one. According to what your well body people them say, their well body people here say, when you stress, it go and bug in your well body bad, bad one. Like your heart go the beat fast, fast. You go get hypertension. You go get heart attack. Stroke, you know go able blow fine one. When woman stress bad bad one, you know they able see in period how they suppose for the siam. And you know can get feeling for do my men that the business. For make you go get well body and do correct thing and proper one, now for avoid for do stressful thing them, we go and bug in your well body one. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Well Body Corner. We go meet you tomorrow with me, Princess Pierce.
Plenty thank you to Princess Pias for the Well Body Corner. We dey push the program go before and I go come to me guest them back in the studio. I come to you, Ahmed Nano. I understand say Slickard gets them AGM tomorrow na the bank complex. Tell we something about this annual general meeting we Slickard get tomorrow.
Yeah, the AGM not just a program or a structure we dey for help we follow we review the programs that we don't run for the past year, and then we activities and try to foresee, you know, we entertain what we call the SWOT analysis, you know, looking at the strength, the weaknesses, opportunities and threats, and see which one they will do well in and which one they will not do well in, which one then they will suppose for make sure say we all with two hands, so that the one that will succeed in one, make sure so we maintain them, we improve them more. Then the one that will not do well, you know, see how best we can able to get them up. Then second aspect of the whole thing is also get to do with, we relationship with the government, development partners and donors, where then we will make, even with the farmers, and even with the other agribusiness private sector players, most of the members, they interact with farmers them. For example, like Sokfin, Mountain Lion, like Penny Mix, want to foresee which are the relationship before and how is it now? Is it something that is not really encourage farmers then for produce? Maybe there is lack of some kind of corporate social responsibilities, and just go to the farmer, give me, or maybe they are not train the farmers. So we're looking at the holistic thing of this. Then finally, we have a look at we own structure itself, administrative structure. Looking at the board, review them, come to the administration and see what we need for put in place. And even we overall budget all the use for run, we programs. And also look at the establishment at these various district levels. As my man say, Mr. Spano say, you know, I mean a bit move where young people like him is moving around, galvanizing young man then for letting get into the agriculture sector. I mean, that's the only way out. Not to focus it on a tire post or whatever. You know, I agree we have mining, but mining no way we get the tools that we want. And that's been underscored as well. I agree also we get petroleum or whatever. But this now all now for compliment. The huge economic deposit we get now this country or strength we get now agriculture or agribusiness. So until we mobilize, we use them, empower them, and let them get to that. Let them get into that, and then at the end of the day, everybody will be sustainably employed.
So, whose people them way would they expect for see tomorrow another AGM day? We slick at the whole.
Well, we invite a lot of development partners, the World Bank, the GIZ, even State House, the Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Agriculture. We now parent body them. We also invite a lot of parastators and so on. We all work together, you know, NACSA and so on, you know. We general members, they get for the small farmers. We deal with small farmers, but not today too much of small. We then gather into groups, like then small farmers then.
Okay.
So we deal with a group. So we deal with more medium and large scale farmers, and farmers within they into group. So we also did deal with them big agribusiness companies. Then we'd expect them like Natural Habitat, Soakfin, Adax, I mean Gold Tree. I mean, all these ones will be there tomorrow, and okay. then follow we will foresee how best we can will get. I mean, Mountain Lion, Benny Mix. So all these companies will be there, and we will we expect to get a very interactive. I mean, highly. I mean, plan. Highly motivated.
So that one day meeting or na 2 or 3 days.
Well, at a start, we just reduce them to one day because okay. we don't want begin for keep people in there for long and something. With time as we go along, maybe the next 1-2 years, we will do them like 3 days, 4 days. What okay. will they bring in? Will they bring showcase with products them? As I tell you, we still get some challenges.
Okay.
And we still get a long way for go. For example. You know, the Youssef can agree with me. I mean, how many Sierra Leonean agricultural products will still be able to see in the market?
Sure.
So now the thing and they want to try for make sure say we combat in the next 1-2 years.
Okay.
And once we done the conquer thing and they will now we want to do AGM, we will do exhibition show where we bring people and look, this is Sierra Leone milk that is produced by Sierra Leoneans.
Okay.
And agribusiness companies. This is Sierra Leone butter, cheese, you know, sausages and all these kind of things, eh? Sierra Leone chocolate. Those kind of things. This is not Sierra Leone branded rice, you know. And until we get to the end, if you go to Ghana, Senegal, you go to Kenya, young man, as Mr. Spano, they say, look, this is not a joke. This is something testimony. People, I will bring some of them testimonies on as a live one, where young man then become a millionaire overnight. Yeah, okay. Millionaires.
One go on for say na more of projection or na more of theory, you know. You don't talk about now, so as. An organization or as a parastatal way una the work. What's na something we una go point at say from where una begin from the past years we una begin for operate na this una go point at say as a result of Slickard na this and this with the cigarette and salon and the agricultural sector.
For example, we get one of the state of the art rice industry, two state of the art rice industries in the country. For example, to Arul, where you the bring cameras. Alex Sansan pack inside one bucket or two bucket or 10 bucket. It remove all the Sansan. It clean them very well. It polish them. It go put them inside the bag, calibrated one, and seal them.
It happened in Salunia.
Yes, it happened.
Who's part?
Near McKinney, if you go to Mountain Lion, get a first state of the art equipment of that nature.
Okay.
We also look, you go if you go also Moyamba, you know, we also get Arule. If you go also Bo, we get Lion Mountain there. You understand? We also get a juice company in factory Naya now, where we call the fourth step or African Felix juice. It in Naya just close near Newton, you know, where Saloon they produce juice. But waiting then they do now, then they do concentrate. Then they more export them overseas rather than here. So within the shortest possible time, we begin for Bortulam and Canam and supply the Sierra Leone market.
Okay.
We also get the state of the art, machinery they deal with, baby food. Like Benny Mix, where they produce, you know. You imagine the amount of baby food, all the Cerilac and Nestle, all the import in this country. We also get ceramics company, then get state-of-the-art machines, and they will make some nice food packages for even youth them, you know. They make some nice chocolates and something of that. So we're looking, so we get anything in their structures in there. But as I tell you, the challenges are, how can we trigger production and productivity? And which is why, we team of we AGM na promoting production and productivity to enhance the achievement of food security and creation of jobs.
Okay, so we come to you back, but we try for go to we other guest we na Spano Jawasi say we na the founder and chairman of Everybody Must Farm and we but before we go to you first. Let we just get something briefly where in organization they do or we will tell you more about in organization when Everybody Must Farm or the initiative Everybody Must Farm.
Together we could do all right.
Yes, everybody must farm. Sfano, we hear the message from that music day where they send exactly within this concept, everybody must farm, they talk about. But one go on for ask, how una don't they engage authorities them concern where you get to do with agriculture? For make sure say, then say, gi an, for make sure say, agriculture business all water in the country, not just for engage the ordinary man we for do the work.
One method will begin use now entertainment, music and entertainment as you listen to the song. You know, I want to advise me this gentleman, Slicker, and all other organizations where they deal in agriculture, that this is the time for unity. Unity will put heads together, we'll bring ideas together, see the way out. Now I make a happy way in mention about threats, opportunities and weakness. I'm not talking about the strength now. Because when you look at it, when me visit the field, it's really about unity. It's about putting in place the kind of strategy for turn around them people, the poor people, them lives, you know, to a better place for live.
Okay.
Or to a better standard.
So how you engage authorities them concerned?
I've been talking initially that we engage them through meetings and we try to engage them through concerts.
Okay.
Music and concerts.
Okay.
And they still advise that let them incorporate artists them. You know, okay. Artists they get power.
Okay.
In message dissemination, musicians, actors, they get power. They can move the people very fast.
Okay.
So I think that's one way. And if we, when we get united, yeah, when we get better united, the questions we ask, we will get the answer. If not now, but in the near future.
Okay. We go quickly now with History Corner and get exactly what we don't have in this day na history.
Another edition of History Corner. This day, 1809, poet, author, and critics Edna Allen been born inside Boston. This day, 1764, British Parliament be expelled John Wilkin from Iraq because he do thing their way against the state. Inside this day, 2007, Beijing, China, when at the capital city, be opened the most popular drive-to McDonald's restaurant. Inside this day, 1807, Confederate General Robert Edwards been born inside Westmoreland County, Virginia, and he may be the commander of the Civil War. Inside this day, 1862, Union General George Thomas been defeat Confederate Commander George Crittenden inside South America. Inside this day, 1921, novelist Patricia Highsmith been born inside Texas, and he may write over 20 novels. That's Nami History Corner. We come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy. And me will bring this edition to you. My name is Usman Kamara.
Plenty thank you to Usman Kamara for the History Corner. Well, Fambul na ya the program me the show the tab for today. Plenty thank you to me guest them we na Ahmed Nano, we na executive secretary na the Sierra Leone Chamber for Agribusiness Development, we na Slicker, we be done there with me at the program for talk about the work and serve the AGM we then get tomorrow na the bank complex. Same way so I want to say thank you to Sfano Jawasi, say we na founder and chairman for Everybody Must Farm initiative, and we they carry on now na the country. And I want to say plenty thank you to my colleague them where don't go out and about to bring you different reports them for me the program so how it turn like so this afternoon, and to me technical man na studio one we na Otis Parkinson Thomas, me we be on the behind the mic for present this program. My name na Abdullah Gula. So the tomorrow we another edition will come to you. I go say tata.